Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on Time to Stand with Standing Rock. There's no question that among the most serious struggles in the country today is the one being waged by the Standing Rock Sioux and countless others over the Dakota Access Pipeline and the threat it poses to water, land, and sacred sites. There's also no question that as winter is coming, everyone, particularly in the North Dakota state government and the county sheriff's office, is trying to muscle up on the protesters. It is crystal clear that the authorities are looking for a fight. Some reports indicate that as many as 20,000 people spent some part of Thanksgiving in camp with the protesters. Though thinly reported by the mainstream media, social media sources also gave indications of protests during a week of all kinds of shapes and sizes around the country in support of the pipeline protesters. Governor of North Dakota seems to be trying to cut the supply line of food and material to the camp, claiming that a 6-inch snowfall put the camp in danger. In North Dakota, 6 inches of snow is so little that it's hardly noticed by the locals, so his announcement must have been intended to startle some folks in the South or something. Meanwhile, I happened to catch a live radio report from the camp indicating that their supply lines were still robust. The speaker mentioned having made a stop to pick up an Arctic tent earlier in the day and others that were being donated by individuals that were coming in regularly along with other supplies. He and the interviewers were discussing in a calm and tentative fashion their belief that communications are being blocked around the camp for cell and internet service. One example from Thanksgiving week occurred when a woman tried to broadcast on Facebook Live from the camp and was shut off as soon as she typed in her location as Standing Rock. But when she went on and came up under a Happy Thanksgiving tag, Facebook Live streamed right through. They noted that a Cessna that had been flying continually over the camp was not in the air during the snowstorm, and the fact that without the plane, cell and internet improved remarkably. This line of discussion centered on why there was not more coverage of the Standing Rock protests. They were careful to say they had no hard evidence, but the coincidences were remarkable. One thing that is getting coverage is the fact that 2,000 veterans, part of Veterans Standing with Standing Rock, are planning to come into camp over the next week and act as human shields for the protesters, or water protectors, as one woman vet described them. Listening to one of their spokespeople, they seem to be all brass and no bluff. In fact, they have raised close to $500,000 on GoFundMe to support Veterans Standing with Standing Rock. Although the campground is scheduled to be closed as part of the state government's Get Tough Talk, one of the vet leaders was quoted as saying he would love to see some county cop try to arrest any of the veterans for trespass. This was a guy who understands that 2,000 veterans are an 800-pound gorilla that is not to be messed with. The local authorities were quoted as saying as long as people are peaceful, there would be no problems. The tribe said they were committed to peace. Talk is good, but as water protectors and the veterans are proving once again, action speaks louder. This is all serious stuff now, as it has been throughout. We all need to be prepared to stand with Standing Rock now. This is when we are needed. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.